This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key decisions of the 52nd GST Council meeting. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
AKB, what do you make of the 52nd GST Council meeting that was held, and what were the important decisions taken in this meeting?
I think there are two broad trends that I noticed in the 52nd meeting of the GST Council on Saturday. The first trend is that the focus of tax consultation and tax decisions has been largely on agri-based items. Clearly, the focus is more on items that are produced by the farming sector and consumed across the country. I mean, whether you look at molasses or even if you look at the extra neutral alcohol or the millets-based flour, all these farming sector output produced by farmers and then consumed across the country at different consumption baskets. And the taxation treatment for all the sectors have been to bring down the impact of taxation. That is the second trend that I noticed. So essentially looking at bringing down the tax incidence of items that are produced by the farming sector and so that their consumption goes up. There are, of course, there could be worries because if the tax rates just go down and not raised elsewhere, there could be an adverse impact on overall tax collections, but that is something that going forward one has to look at. But in brief, what I would say is that this decision on reducing the tax on millet-based flour when sold in prepackaged and labeled form to 5%, and as well as flour which contains at least 70% millets and sold in its loose, will attract 0%, and when they are sold in prepackaged and labeled form, 5%. Now, these will not just mean greater cultivation of these products, millets particularly. So it means that the millets will be grown by more farmers because there will be greater demand, but it will also mean higher consumption of millet-based flour, which is a big positive for India's nutrition level, which is often a cause for concern. We know that how millet-based flour can actually help address the nutrition concerns, stunted growth problems, etc., etc. And this decision will not just mean relief for those who produce millet-based flour, but also for ordinary Indians who will probably be encouraged to consume more millet-based, and therefore the country's nutrition index should get better. And finally, what I would say is the molasses is going to be charged a tax of only 5%, and it will be down from 18% as long as it is used for human consumption. The industrial alcohol, if molasses is used for industrial alcohol, it continues to attract the charge of 18%. It is only when used for potable alcohol, then it gets 5%. So I think on the whole, I would say that this is GST Council meeting comes just a few weeks before elections are going to take place in the country. So like what happened in 2019, we did see the GST Council meetings taking decisions to bring down the tax rates to provide some relief to the people. So this council meeting has also done something similar.
So, AKB, what you mentioned about GST Council recommending to keep the extra neutral alcohol, ENA, used for manufacture of alcoholic liquor for human consumption outside. But the Council has also mentioned, which you also pointed out, the 18% for industrial use. But the Council has said the upcoming meetings will discuss the roadmap for cess as a period for compensation to states has ended. So, what does this mean?
Well, what it means is that the decision on how taxation of ENA will take place will be decided in subsequent meetings. As of now, extra neutral alcohol does not attract any GST as long as it is meant for human consumption. Extra neutral alcohol, as you will know, is that concentrated alcohol, which is the alcohol value of over 96%, which is used for a variety of alcoholic drinks, whether it is whiskey or whether it is gin. So, you know, vodka. So these are used for a variety of other alcoholic drinks. ENA is a basic raw material. Now, what the GST has done is that for human consumption, the GST will be now zero. And please remember that alcoholic drinks are right now being taxed by states. So different states are levying these taxes and they don't come under the GST rubric right now. So therefore, what the GST Council has done is bringing the GST on extra neutral alcohol to zero and reporting that to the Supreme Court so that no further dispute can take place in this area. And future meetings of GST Council will take a call whether the ENA the duty will be brought back or in what way the ENA will be taxed. Interim measure, obviously you will see more action on this front in the weeks or months to come.
So does this mean that there will be a reduction in the alcohol prices?
I don't see that, because remember that this 5% duty, which was there earlier, which was not being passed on because, as I said, that it was going into alcoholic drinks, wherein the set-off facilities were not there. It will mean the alcoholic drink producers, manufacturing companies, will have some benefit, and whether they pass it on or not is something time will tell. But relief of this nature should result in reduced prices in alcoholic drinks, but is all about market forces, really.
So this relief that we're talking about also on molasses from 28% to 5% will be a big relief to cane farmers for faster clearance of dues and to reduce cost of manufacturing capital.
Absolutely. What it will mean is that there are two things that will happen simultaneously. One is that many sugarcane factories had built extra capacity for processing molasses. And because lack of capacity to process this molasses, a large tonnage of molasses were actually going waste and thrown out. But now that the capacity has been created, but this 18% duty was becoming a bit of a disincentive. And so therefore, what has been done is that the GST on molasses has been dropped down from 18% to 5%. So that would mean a lot of molasses will actually get picked up by the sugarcane factories, and instead of wasting them, they will process them for producing either industrial alcohol or potable alcohol. If they produce potable alcohol, the molasses will get a 5% duty, but if it is industrial alcohol, the duty rate will be 18%.
Ikebi, you did touch upon this earlier also, but the finance minister today also informed that the flour containing 70% millets will attract 0% GST if sold in a prepackaged form. And she also added that if the same is sold in a packaged and labeled form, it will attract 5% GST, which is actually very, very minimal. And you also mentioned a while back that this is going to encourage farmers to grow more millets. And the Prime Minister's call is also that we as a nation should consume more millets. So this seems to be a step in the right direction.
It seems to me that the GST Council is in tune with the overall national goals of encouraging greater consumption of millets, which, as I was mentioning, that it helps increase nutrition levels in people who consume them. So this will be probably killing two birds with one stone.
Let's talk about the maximum age limit of the president and the members. It seems to be, you know, attracting a lot of attention. I'll let you throw some light on the maximum age limit.
I will say that, you know, if you say that the GST regime, which has completed 6 years in this country, has been riding on two legs, really. The first leg is technology, and you have seen a lot of use of technology like e-invoicing, e-tracking. Now, that has kept the GST collections going, the coverage getting wider, and because it is technology-led, and because tax payment and tax administration is easier, so it has kept the tax collections rate at a level that is more or less satisfactory. Therefore, one is technology, the other is reforms. Now, these are the reforms that has led to the ease in administering the new taxation system, which is the goods and services tax. Now, this step that was announced today at the 52nd meeting of GST Council pertains to the reforms area. Now, what has happened is about two or three meetings earlier of GST Council, a decision was taken, a much delayed decision, I would say, but a decision was taken to set up a countrywide network of GST appellate tribunals. Now, not only at the central level, but also at the state levels. Now, these appellate tribunals would help address many of the legal challenges that the taxpayers might pose or might petition, saying that this is how the tax has been levied and they have some grievances.
Okay.
So to make the GST system more tax friendly, the GST appellate tribunal decision was taken about a couple of council meetings earlier. Now, a very important reformist move has been taken by increasing the maximum age cap for both the president of GST Appellate Tribunal as well as for the members.
Okay.
Earlier, it was for the president was 67 and for members it was 65. Now it has been raised for 70 years for the president and 67 for years. Now this will help attract more people because a lot of people in the legal field, taxation field will probably be able to apply.
The experience will also count. AKB, to promote tourism, GST Council has recommended conditional and limited duration IGST exemption to foreign flag, foreign going vessel when it converts to coastal run. Please elaborate on that point.
Well, you know, what normally happens is that when the coastal tourism takes place, which is from one coast, let's say ideally from the coast of Mumbai to the coast of Cochin, let us say. This is the coastal tourism, and unfortunately what used to happen earlier, that because it is coming to an international port of sorts, the taxation regime was that of an IGST, which is applied to the import regime. Now an exemption is being given that coast, if it is the ships are actually indulging or engaged in coastal tourism, which means that it is not international tourism in the sense that it is staying within the 200 miles exclusive economic zone area going from one port like Mumbai to another port like in Cochin. So it will give a boost to coastal tourism. A lot of companies which are right now are not encouraged to get into this business of promoting coastal tourism because they realize that they are being levied an IGST at that rate as if some borders are being crossed.
Okay.
That will not happen. So to my mind, it will be promotion and encouragement to coastal tourism in a big way.
AKP, there has been some exemptions also given by the GST Council related to services of water supply, public health, sanitation, conservancy, solid waste management, and slum improvement. A quick word on that from you.
I would say they may appear very, very minor in nature, but I think anything about solid waste management or water, they, as like in the case of the Millet Place flower, they have a long-term sustainable impact on the way people live. GST can also enhance the ease of living, not just the ease of doing business. And all these steps that you mentioned will actually improve the ease of living for those who are consuming these materials and those who are providing these services.
AKB, thank you so much for being with us and throwing light on the recommendations of the 52nd GST Council meeting. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajesh.
You were listening to a discussion on key decisions of the 52nd GST Council meeting. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.